First Baptist Church of Athens offers daily devotions for the Lenten journey. These are personal stories given by members and come from their personal life and journey in faith. Real people, sharing their joys and sorrows, doubts and convictions, fears, hopes, and gratitude. As you make your personal journey and choices during Lent, we hope their insights will bring you inspiration, encouragement, and discovery. The devotion today for day 19 of our Lenten journey is given by Jennifer Baxley. Allow for the music to free your mind and open your heart to listen for God.
Psychologist and spiritual teacher Ram Dass defines our journey of life in this way. In the end, we are all just walking each other home. It's a beautiful image of what it means to live and die in community with those we love most. And I honestly believe it's also a beautiful image of what it means to journey in faith. Because if you are at all like me, much of your faith journey has been defined by loving and losing and saying goodbye. Most of what I know about God, I know because I have grieved, I have struggled, and I have asked questions. And that is why Lent, to me, though a quiet time of penitence, reflection, and what some may consider dark, is also a gift, a freedom to ask the big questions around what it means to be here in this world, and to love, and to walk each other home. The last few years of my faith journey have often been defined by what it felt like to lose both of my parents in the summer of 2021. When it comes to mom, I was as prepared as I could be. Diagnosed in 2011 with a type of ovarian cancer that should have taken her life quickly, mom fought and endured and stayed with us for 10 more remarkable years. The final months were difficult. We knew the end was near, but we said all we needed to say. We laughed, we cried, we sang hymns. We held and comforted each other. We left her no room to believe that she was anything but absolutely adored by all of us, her children, her grandchildren. And none did so better than my sweet dad, who walked with her every step of the way. Even at the detriment of his own health, Dad, like us, was determined to take Mom by the hand and walk her all the way home. And that's what we did to her last sweet breath on this earth. It wasn't that losing Mom was easy, but it was something that we had prepared our hearts for years. After Mom's funeral, it was understood among my sisters and me that our job was now to love Dad to pieces and give him the best years ahead that we could muster. Knowing he would miss Mom terribly, our job would be to bring him all the joy we possibly could until that day we could take him by the hand and love him all the way home. A few manageable health setbacks, and 5 weeks later, Dad had a GI blockage that led to surgery on a Thursday. After difficult post-surgical complications, Dad was gone by Saturday morning. Though my sisters and I were by his side in those less than 48 hours, we were all devastated by the quickness of it all. Most of all, we were left with the realization that we didn't get to walk Dad all the way home like we had imagined. His grandchildren didn't get to say goodbye. There were family gatherings, bluegrass concerts, songs around the piano, trips to Georgia, sporting events, so many memories yet to make that simply would no longer happen. It was over, and we were left in the wake of wondering if we had loved him enough, wishing there had been more time to walk him home. Maybe you've been there too, Sudden death is perhaps a gift for the person dying, but so difficult for the family left behind. So we spent those hours following Dad's death trying to figure out some way to honor his life, some gift we could give him in death that would symbolize just how much we loved him. And then it hit me. Though Dad was no musician, he had a wide and eclectic musical taste, and from a very young age, I remember him enjoying New Orleans jazz. He particularly loved the Preservation Hall Jazz Band and had seen them live both in New Orleans and on tour around North Carolina. I remember on numerous occasions how Dad told me that folks in New Orleans did funerals better than anybody, and he would joke about how he wanted his body rolled into the somber playing of Just a Closer Walk with Thee and rolled out to a raucous rendition of When the Saints Go Marching In. Though I'm sure at the time it was all tongue-in-cheek, the idea stuck with me, and I never let it go. Also, it would be just the perfect way to get the best of Dad one last time, as he so often did with us. One call to a dear musician friend in North Carolina led to a contact in Charlotte that had assembled a New Orleans jazz quintet within 2 hours. Sure enough, we began the service with Just a Closer Walk with Thee, threw in a little Amazing Grace for good measure, and I can still remember what it felt like at the end to hear the snap of that snare drum announcing the beginning of a loud and rocking When the Saints Go Marching In as they rolled Dad out. I can remember the hair on my neck standing up and feeling like I could stand a little bit taller, knowing that my sisters and I had sent my dad to heaven in style. I know that he would have been embarrassed by the grandiose gesture, but I also know that he would have secretly loved every second of it. I like to believe that somewhere he was tapping his foot and smiling. I wish I could say that that moment, that song, that feeling got me past the disappointment of not walking Dad all the way home. The truth is, 2 years later, I still sometimes feel some of those same feelings. But in the last month, I've reflected on it more deeply, particularly on this moment and this song. And the simple truth that God has given me is this: when we live a life of faith and the hope of resurrection, the end is less about who is walking us home than it is about who is there to welcome us in to our real home, the only home that matters, the promise of Lent, the hope of Easter, the one who waits on the other side of dust to dust. Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. Amen. Consider today any burdens or regrets that you are carrying on this side of glory and offer them up to the one that will someday welcome you home. Let's pray together. God of mercy, God of Lent, God who knows questions and doubts and sadness, as we walk each other home, remind us of your love and your grace and of the welcoming arms of Jesus that are available to us and to all who call on you. Amen.